They are not going to get away with this, and we are going to make sure of it. We have new evidence that I would argue proves, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Alex Preti was murdered by multiple ICE agents on the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, of course, the multiple camera angles that we have are quite convincing, but as Aaron points out, you have to read this. First-hand affidavit from one of the women who was there and recording the video. She talks about how Alex Preti was directing traffic when she arrived. She watched him get killed in front of her. She's afraid to go home and worried that she'll be arrested. Lawyers have officially submitted this as a declaration into a federal court saying that federal immigration agents executed Alex Preti. And this is an important step in the direction of accountability. The more evidence that we can gather, the better case that we can build, we can eventually have accountability, even if it takes people power, like protests and sparking into midterm votes, then those midterm votes allow impeachments, removals of Kristi Noem, and so we have the power to actually prosecute these people. I mean, in 2028, when we win in a blue wave and we get inaugurated in 2029, we will have a new DOJ, a real DOJ, the next DOJ, which will make sure that there is accountability for people like the murderer of Alex Preti, for Jonathan Ross, who killed Renee Nicole Good, and for people like Kristi Noem and Stephen Miller. But let's read this. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news that we bring. We are going to continue to fight for justice for the people every single day on this channel. For a quick update on what's happened over the past few hours, since everything moved so incredibly quickly, Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that he is getting Senate Democrats on board to block an appropriations bill that will fund ICE and the DHS, therefore strangling the DHS and Kristi Noem from any more funding, maybe even shutting the government down on the 31st if Republicans can't come to an agreement. So Chuck Schumer is finally using the leverage that he has at his disposal. We also learned that Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, sent a letter to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz saying that he needs to send her the voter rolls of Minnesota so she can rig the election, essentially. And that's the only way to get ICE out. I made a video about that earlier. You can check it out. We also know that the entire administration is continually doubling down on the cover-up, even though top MAGA figures seem pretty uncertain. Okay, now, let's go to this affidavit that was filed in court. This says, 1, I am a resident of the Whittier neighborhood of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I am over 18 years of age. I am a children's entertainer who specializes in face painting. On Saturday, January 24th, 2026, at about 8:50 a.m., I was getting ready to go to work when I heard whistles outside. I knew the whistles meant that ICE agents were in the area, so I decided to check it out on my way to work. I've been involved in observing my community because it is so important to document what ICE is doing to my neighbors. Connecting to your local community and knowing who your neighbors are is something I profoundly value. These are true American patriots, not quote-unquote paid agitators like Trump and the other degens claim. Okay, to continue. I drove to Nicolette Ave in 26, where I could hear the whistles coming from. I turned south on the Nicolette. There were already several ICE agents there, and they set up a sort of vehicle convoy on Nicolette and 28th. There were also about 15 observers there, recording and observing ICE, which is legal, by the way. I saw ICE agents surrounding cars and punching car windows. I also saw them stopping vehicles further down Nicolette, so I backed up because I didn't feel safe continuing on. I noticed a man sort of acting to help traffic move more smoothly. He helped me find a place to park. I got out with my whistle and my camera. I went over to him and I said something like, quote, I'm going to film and use my whistle. It seemed like most ICE activity was happening a little farther down the street from us, near 27th. Someone was being thrown to the ground. On to the next page. I started recording. There was an agent by a car across the street. Two observers were a few feet away from the agent blowing their whistle. One was wearing a backpack. And the man who was observing and helping direct traffic were standing in the street. There was a phone in the man's hand recording a video. An agent approached and asked us to back up, so I moved slowly back out of the sidewalk. The man stayed in the street, filming, as other observers I mentioned earlier were being forced backward by another ICE agent threatening them with pepper spray. The man went closer to support them as they got threatened, just with his camera out. I didn't see him reach for or hold a gun. Then the ICE agent shoved one of the other observers to the ground. Then he started pepper spraying all three of them directly in the face and all over. The man with the phone put his hands above his head and the agent sprayed him again and pushed him. This directly is proven by the video. This is exactly what happens in the video. The ICE agent shoves a woman to the ground and Alex Peretti goes, whoa, 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 what are you doing? And then he gets pepper sprayed in the face and shoved to the ground. To continue, the man then tried to help up the woman the ICE agent had just shoved to the ground. The ICE agent just kept spraying. More agents came over and grabbed the man who was still trying to help the woman get up. All three of the observers looked to have been badly affected by the pepper spray. I could feel the pepper spray in my eyes. To continue, the agents pulled the man on the ground. I didn't see him touch any of them. He wasn't even turned towards them. It didn't look like he was trying to resist, just trying to help the woman up. I didn't see him with a gun. They threw him to the ground. Four or five Asians had him on the ground and they just started shooting him. They shot him so many times. I don't know why they shot him. He was only helping. I was 5 feet from him and they just shot him. The video I recorded of what happened accurately depicts the events leading up to the agent shooting him and several minutes afterwards. The video is attached in Exhibit 1. Let me just prove to you very quickly that what she's writing is backed up by the video absolutely perfectly. This is Alex Peretti in the street in the brown jacket. He's holding a phone in his hand. They're claiming he was holding a gun, but it's a phone. If he was holding a gun around, they would have immediately shot him. But no, they walk up to him and watch. This ICE agent pushes this woman over. He pushes her over and Alex goes, dude, what the hell? He's standing there and he gets pepper sprayed. He doesn't put his hands down. He literally keeps his hands up the entire time. His hands are up. His hands are up. Then he gets pinned down to the ground. Let's continue with reading this affidavit. This says, I have read statements from the DHS about what happened, and it is wrong. The man did not approach the agents with a gun. He approached them with a camera. He was just trying to help a woman get up, and they took him to the ground. I feel afraid. Only hours have passed since they shot a man right in front of me, and I don't feel like I can go home because I heard agents were looking for me. I don't know what the agents will do when they find me. I do know that they're not telling the truth about what happened. I've heard other witnesses might have been arrested and taken to the Whipple building. Wow. I am disgusted and gutted at how they were treating neighbors in my state. I keep alternating between crying and feeling determined. It is important to remember the value of documenting injustice. We show up for the people who need us to bear witness because it can't just be one group of people bearing the brunt of their tyranny. This is a struggle to protect our freedom and democracy. Those things are on the line. He lost his life for those values. I declare under penalty of perjury that everything I have stated in this document is true and correct. She doesn't even need to because we see it on video, but this is a harrowing statement. I'm going to bring in Micah Irfan, our policy advisor, to break this down further. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you watch until the end. Micah, we are not even a month into 2026 and ICE has already executed two United States citizens. Let's start there. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling terrible. I'm tired of going on social media every single day to see ICE brutalizing Americans again. I thought they were supposed to protect us. That's what we were told. They had to deport everybody to protect American citizens, but it seems like they're way more interested in brutalizing American citizens, breaking their bones, and now executing them. And here's the most audacious thing, and telling us that it's our fault that they're shooting us in the ribs, in the face. At least if you're going to kill American citizens, apologize afterwards. But then they do this whole entire gaslighting operation. And frankly, Adam, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, over and over, just like in the case of Renee Nicole Good, Trump administration officials come out on national TV and lie to the face of Americans. Even a lot of the MAGA influencers online could not defend this. I'm sure, like, what do you think Joe Rogan's going to say about these? He's going to say, man, this was incredibly messed up. We saw people like Tim Pool coming out and saying, we can't defend this. Right-wingers like Asmongold saying, we cannot defend this. But of course, Pam Bondi in the Department of Justice is more than happy to cover this up. How do you feel about the DOJ's multiple cover-ups with this admin?
I mean, the job of Trump administration officials is to defend the indefensible on a daily basis. They do this with Trump all the time. That's the people that he selects, right? Because anybody else could not be part of the administration. The DOJ is no different. They're refusing to investigate and prosecute ICE agents that have violated the constitutional rights of Americans, that have committed murders on camera. Like, there's no denying that what we witnessed was a murder in both cases of Renee Good, and even more clearly in this most recent one. And that's because the Department of Justice is no longer independent. They're supposed to be independent. They're supposed to care about justice and protecting Americans from criminals. But under this administration, the Department of Justice is a branch of the Republican Party and the Trump regime. They have no loyalty to justice, only loyalty to their partisan agenda. And I think that's frustrating Americans because we want to believe that the law applies to everybody equally. Under this administration, it absolutely does not.
I love how the Republican Party, which claims it's the party of small government, is now the party of the president's reaching into the DOJ and controlling what the attorney general does, reaching into the FBI to protect his pedophile friends and stuff that he potentially allegedly did in the past, and then sending masked men into cities to break multiple laws and violate your rights in multiple ways. So let's see. Alex Pretty was exercising his First Amendment rights and his Second Amendment right when he was out there. He was carrying a firearm legally, and he was legally protesting and standing there recording. ICE agents broke both of those constitutional rights, while only a few days earlier, we learned that they were literally knocking down people's doors with no judicial warrants whatsoever in an illegal manner. What do you think about the constitutional stripping of rights from ICE? As someone who studied
it's not just that individual agents are breaking the law. It's that the entire organization of ICE under the Trump administration is incompatible with our constitutional freedoms. They were instructed to violate people's rights and to go into people's homes without a judicial warrant, right? Now they're saying, I'm taking a picture of you so I can add you to a database and label you as a domestic terrorist if you try to film them, right? The entire organization of ICE is completely committed under the Trump administration to ripping apart every single right we have. And that is if we let them, they will strip back every single right that we have. And that's why it's so important that the people in Minneapolis, the people of this country, rise up. And they are doing it. I mean, we saw, Adam, it was like negative 10, negative 15 degree weather yesterday. We saw tens of thousands of Americans in Minneapolis, not just liberals and Democrats and progressives, but normal everyday Americans. Because here's what the Trump administration doesn't realize. They're pissing everybody off. Every American sees these videos and they see how Stephen Miller walks out 15 seconds later and labels whoever the hell the victim is as a domestic terrorist. They see that no matter what ICE does, the Trump administration will defend it. And in America, we love freedom. We don't like this bullshit.
And Americans don't like being lied to either. We learned that under the Biden admin, when people were pissed off about the economic numbers and how Biden responded there and then his age, Trump is taking that like on steroids. He is way older. He's hiding it with literal makeup on his hands. He's covering up again his pedophile friends. Now he's using his power to send people into cities and try to cover this up. And, you know, I think a lot of Americans are becoming increasingly radicalized against ICE as an agency. Just normal Americans who are largely apolitical now want to abolish ICE. And honestly, if you would have asked me like 3 years ago under the Biden administration, I would have said we should reform ICE. We should use that money to train people better. But now we are way past the point of no return. The way the Trump administration has handed ICE the funding of many national militaries while then allowing them to have masks so they can hide their identity and embolden themselves. And then the administration posts AI edited videos, as you were saying. Stephen Miller comes out and repeatedly tries to cover this up. It is sickening. For Mockler Media, this is Micah and Adam. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I love you all and peace out.
Thanks.
Sorry, I'm burning.